Good morning. It's time for the Ship Report, the show about all things maritime. I'm Joanne Rideout. It is Wednesday, November 15th, 2017. We have about 25 vessels on our Columbia River ship schedule for the day. And in our marine weather forecast, it's still kind of rowdy out there. Ships will be coming and going on the river, weather permitting. But here's what's happening. We have a small craft advisory in effect until 4 o'clock this afternoon. We have southwest winds gusting to 40 knots, easing a little bit later on in the day down to gusting to only 30 knots. Combined seas 21 feet out in the ocean and a dominant period of about 11 seconds between wave crests. And we have showers and a slight chance of thunderstorms today. So with those 21-foot seas, that's a factor out there. Depending on what's happening on the Columbia River bar, depending on the tide, if there's an ebb going on, they might slow down the ship traffic that's coming in because things can get really messy out there during an ebb, as you probably know if you're a fan of marine weather around here or if you've listened to the Ship Report often. You know that the Columbia River bar, where the river meets the sea, is a very dynamic area that during ebb currents can get very dangerous out there. So here we have 9 inbounders. We have 3 in Astoria here, 2 in the anchorage by Rice Island and 1 at the port of Astoria. And then we have about a dozen outbounders. Now, why so many ships all of a sudden? Well, it's not because all of a sudden a bunch of ships materialized upriver. The ships that had to wait over the past couple of days when the bar was on red status and closed are now trying to come into the river and leave the river. So yesterday on the Ship Report, I mentioned that there were probably about 5 or 6 ships circling off the mouth of the river, some of them for over a day, waiting the opportunity to come in because it was just too dangerous to bring ships across the bar in the weather that we were having. Now those ships are starting to be able to come in, and I recognize some of the names that I told you about yesterday about the ships that were circling there. Now the ships that are heading downriver had to wait until it was really clear that they could leave before they would release them from upriver. Because once a loaded ship heads out of a port, an upriver port, it's pretty darn hard to stop it. You have the downriver current going on. If there's an ebb, you have the effect of the ebb pushing the ship toward the sea. And a heavily loaded ship, as most of our vessels come in light and leave loaded, is very difficult, if not impossible, to stop safely when it's just heading. So a ship is pretty much, I mean, they have, of course, been able to stop ships as needed. But a fully loaded ship is pretty much committed once it leaves port going down the river. It has to know that it can cross the Columbia River bar. So the decision to delay a vessel from, say, Portland or Vancouver has to be made more than 8 hours before the ship leaves port. So a lot of planning goes into effect when the weather gets bad. Planning all the time, but especially a lot of extrapolating and thinking ahead goes on when the weather gets bad. So this morning we have the New Century One arriving from offshore, headed for Portland. She has Toyotas on board. Boy, bouncing around in one of those high-sided car carriers in the wind and waves that have been offshore can't have been fun. Those folks will be glad to get into the river. They might pass Astoria any minute now around 9 a.m., pass Astoria around 3, and arrive in Portland around 3 p.m. The Venezia is arriving from South Korea, headed for Vancouver's anchorage. She's going to the port of Portland eventually to pick up soda ash for export. She'll pass Astoria maybe before noon. Might see her in Vancouver around 5. The Kathira 1 is arriving from South Korea, headed for Kalama to pick up corn, soy, or wheat, maybe passing Astoria around 11 a.m. And then arriving in Kalama around 4 p.m. We have, followed by that, about 5 vessels that are all on the status of weather permitting. So the Belle Plaine, the Pacific Harmony, the Master, and the Pelagos, and the Bright Gemini are all conditionally coming across the bar, depending on how the conditions are out there. So the pilots and the Coast Guard must think that the weather is going to get bad, or maybe these ships are just a little bit underpowered, and they're sort of hedging their bets, so to speak, and saying, we're going to just wait and see how it is before we say we're going to bring you across the bar. Later in the day, around 5:30 p.m., presumably when things have calmed down a bit, we have the new Neda arriving from offshore, headed for Vancouver. She's another car carrier, this one with Subarus on board. She's on the schedule to maybe pass Astoria around 5:30 p.m. In the anchorage off Rice Island, we have the Little Prince and the Ocean Opal awaiting orders. And at the port of Astoria, we have the cable ship, the cable-laying ship, telecommunications cable, the Global Sentinel. She is awaiting orders to leave and head back out to sea. She is working on cable laying projects off the Oregon coast, and she's probably really glad to be in port with the weather we've been having out there. There's a lot of outbounders. I don't have time to tell you all about them today, but I'll post the ship schedule on the ship at shipreport.net after the show, and you can go there and take a look at all those ships that are going to attempt to head out to sea today. Well, today I want to play a story for you. This is from Brian Wilson. He's with Oregon Public Broadcasting, about something that I think, at least, is pretty cool happening again, because I love container ships, and we're going to have container service again. So here, container shipping is poised to return to the Port of Portland in January, as OPB's Conrad Wilson reports. It's been more than a year and a half since a bitter labor dispute brought service to a halt at Oregon's only international container terminal. So let's listen to this story, and we'll talk about it a little.
Hong Kong-based Swire Shipping will start monthly calls at the Port of Portland's Terminal 6. It will carry a few hundred containers packed mostly with Northwest agricultural goods. The route makes a round trip from Portland to Australia, New Zealand, and China, with a possible stop in South Korea. In 2015, Portland lost nearly all its container service. The carriers blamed a labor dispute between the former terminal operator and the International Longshore and Warehouse Union. Curtis Robinhold is CEO for the Port of Portland. He says the port's resolved all the lawsuits with the longshoremen.
What we've essentially said is we want to push the reset button, get going again, and really give it a try. And this is really our last meaningful chance to get container service started again.
The ILWU declined to comment. I'm Conrad Wilson in Portland.
And of course, shipping is business, so there's a lot of business negotiations that went on and are still going on, I'm sure, to bring this container service here. But for ship watchers, here's what it means. Container ships will be coming into the river again, and that's kind of a big deal in terms of commerce, because most of the ships that we see on the river here are bulk carriers. So they are carrying the raw materials used to make the finished products that are generally carried on container ships. Now, this story seems to say that it'll be agricultural products. So an interesting note about that, some of the things that could be in some of those containers could be frozen French fries. They have refrigerated containers that are called reefers because they're refrigerated, and they are often shipped on container ships containing things like French fries. We grow a lot of potatoes in the U.S., and some of those French fries come down the river on barges, on reefer containers, and then they get put on container ships. So this means that we're going to be seeing, if you remember that book, 90% of Everything, we're going to be seeing ships that carry, in general, a lot of our manufactured items. And so this will be the only container service, again, on the Columbia, out of the Port of Portland, and I'm really looking forward to seeing those container ships. It's really neat to watch them go by and look at all those containers and visualize them on trucks and trains and think of all the things that are being brought to us and to and fro on those ships and how important they are to everything that we do. You've been listening to The Ship Report, a show about all things maritime. I'm Joanne Rideout. Thanks for listening, and have a great day.